What up, everybody? This is another episode with your boy Wacy. Today I want to talk about just believing in yourself. Obviously, when you know you're always looking for that acceptance with people, but in the same sense, you know a lot of people always think differently about you, and it's hard to have that belief in yourself when even like your closest friends, your family, you know, your girlfriend or boyfriend, always like they seem like they support you, but even sometimes you find yourself in a predicament that maybe they wouldn't support you in what you actually believe in for yourself. So this episode, I want to talk about actually believing in yourself and not being afraid of trying to be who you're actually meant to be in this world. A lot of things come into play that scare us, and it's okay because it's not easy. And I can understand that because, like, I grew up with my mom and dad. Well, he was just a terrible father figure and was never around. And when he was just very abusive, verbally and physically, to my mom and to me and my sister. So it's a very complicated thing when you kind of grow up within that kind of lifestyle. But at the same time, you need to believe in yourself, dude. Like, for boys and girls, like, don't be afraid. That is one thing that I learned, is that don't be afraid to be who you actually were meant to be. Like, you want to be like a singer, a dancer, a clothing designer, an architect, a lawyer, doctor, nurse, dental hygienist, a skateboarder, a BMXer, just anything that you really want to set your mind to, that you like really believe in yourself. That's where I came in. And I just had always had this, you know, this thought in my mind being like, oh, I don't think I would be able to amount to this. But that's because fear can just be an absolute disgruntled feeling in yourself. So basically what I want to just say that it's hard to be consistent with thinking positively, but what I always found out is that I always done things that always made me happy, and I never like put myself in a situation where I'm not gonna do something if it makes me feel miserable or if I just feel like I'm not getting anything out of it. So that's why for me, skateboarding and art has always been like a gateway to make myself believe in myself. And even hanging out with people that are just like, you know that they were meant to be your best friend, or you know that they were meant to be in your life. And I found out that the easy way, because as a skateboarder, I always found that you have to believe in yourself, especially when doing tricks. Like, if you don't believe in yourself when trying to learn or trying to land something, especially when you know that you can be super consistent, that you just put yourself on the spot and being like, I can do this first try. And that's like not just with skateboarding. I believe that's with everything you do in life. Whether it's like, I'm going to have a good day at work and I'm not going to let people make me feel like I shouldn't be alive or I shouldn't be around these people. I don't know. It's just something that has always been a reoccurring thing when people, now this is just coming from my perspective, but I find that when certain people are in your life, but they're only around when you really need them, and then when they really need you, you're only there for their, how can I say this? You're only there for them only for that time. Like, there shouldn't be any other reason for you to be used like that. In like, I'm gonna talk about like, you know, like in a sexual way. We all, you know, we've all had that one partner who is like, you know, like a booty call. You know, I don't think anybody should have to go through with that, especially like, we're only human, you know, and I believe that some things aren't meant to be. And with that being said, I believe that it's such a scary feeling to be like, you know what, I like this person, but you're afraid to be like, I want to tell you that I like you, but we've only been hooking up, you know, for our sexual use for each other. But in that case, I found out that the easiest way to live happy is to just do yourself a favor, not like actually do yourself, but do yourself a favor and really take a moment, you know, before you send that text or before you make that call, is to just love what you do and think about why you're doing this, why you're sending that text, or why you're doing that phone call for that however long you're going to hang out with that person just to hook up with them, and then that's it. Like, is that person going to call you back and actually make you feel important in their lives? Because a lot of things can come about, and unfortunately, people can make you feel unwanted in this world, and you don't need that, because once you start feeling like that, life can just be one of those things where it's like, I'm only put to good use when this person needs me. And sometimes we get so overwhelmed by being used when other people tell us that, like, oh man, like that this person is using you. And so I just want to say that, like, you don't need to be used anymore. You need to find happiness within yourself. And I truly believe that. And I want everybody to just believe in yourself. No matter what you're going to go through, you have to believe in yourself. So, this is my podcast to you guys who feel like they have no idea what it is to believe in yourself. Go do something you absolutely love and keep doing it. Keep doing it. Manifest your best life. Believe in yourself and act like you're already living the best life you've always wanted. That's my advice to you, because I'm doing it and I feel absolutely happy every single day, and I want you guys to feel the same. So if you have any questions or you guys want to get in touch with me more, you can follow me on my Instagram. It's Fakie Wase, F-A-K-I-E, Wase, W-A-S-E. Send me a message if you've heard this all, and I would love to get in touch with you guys. Like, I'm more than happy to answer any questions or just be a guidance or anything like that. So feel free to get in touch with me, and I hope to speak to some of you soon. Take care.